there is the divine above the heavens, which cannot be known. So, or the divine as it is in itself, which is infinite and eternal. So the only an infinite and eternal mind can grasp what is infinite and eternal. So in order for any finite mind to be able to comprehend the divine, or that there is a divine, there has to be some means of accommodation. And accommodation occurs when the divine flows into what is finite. So if you think about the divine flowing into the heavens, it's actually then becoming clothed in those heavens. It's becoming finite, even though the heavens are, well, you know, the highest heaven is well beyond anything we can comprehend at this point in time, at least. It is still the starting point. So the divine as the inmost of the heavens is the divine human. And it's the divine human because it is actually manifesting. So it's becoming the divine manifesting within finite consciousness. But the divine human is still beyond the capacity of any finite mind to grasp. But it's there in the heavens as the inmost. And then what actually happens is that good and truth proceed from there, or truth proceeds out from that. And what that truth proceeding is the understanding that angels have of the Lord. And so that is the Holy Spirit. That's the divine proceeding, what is from the Lord. But it's the only way that an angelic mind can grasp the infinite, is through the infinite clothing itself within the concepts that are within angelic minds. And that is the divine proceeding. And So if you look at the, you know, sort of like the internal historical sense, the most ancient church was able to receive that angelic form into their consciousness. But as they fell away, they could no longer receive it. Therefore, the Lord was not able to be present in that form. And as the church descended, there had to be these putting on of different levels of angelic clothing, if you like, for the Lord to be manifest. So then we had the ancient church came into being, and the Jewish church. And then finally, at the lowest level, the Lord clothed himself in a sensual corporeal form in order to meet the comprehension of that low level of mind. And at each of those phases, as it is realized that it is the Lord himself, then what happens is that how the Lord presents himself then becomes the means by which the divine is accessed. So he's an intermediary in that sense as well. The divine human is an intermediary. And often, so the divine human is what is inmost, but it is also the manifestation that we grasp. Is also often referred to as the divine human, or the human really that's being made divine. So when it talks about the human being made divine, it's helpful to think of that in terms of the word. So you're right in the sense that the word is the divine human of the Lord, or the divine manifestation, that through which the Lord can be known. So when the word first is introduced, it comes with the baggage of the church. So there's that little passage in here that talks about the different kinds of falsity. And there is, yep, there's the falsity that the church offers. So those ideas clothe our sense of the Lord. And so he accommodates himself to our lack of comprehension, really. But as we grow and develop in our understanding of the Lord, those falsities can be put off. And that is what is represented by those descriptions of the Lord putting off what is inherited from the mother. So the church is the mother in this sense, that clothes the ideas of the of doctrine that clothe our sense of the Lord, but which are not correct. So they may be filled with person, place, space, and time. Those sensual things, as they get put off, a new understanding gets put on, and that is the Lord in us putting on an understanding from the Father. So it's a human from the Father. And then the more we come to see that, the more we see that it's divine. And that is what is meant by the Lord making his human divine. And then when we see that it is divine, that the word is divine, then the divine human is manifest. We worship it as our God. So that's kind of a summary of